find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Good Friday, the 6th of April, 2007. And let me go right back to the phones here. Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin. Hello, Trucker Kenny.
Well, hi, John. Let me start with saying this. That Aaronizer I got from you a few years back.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't be without it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Okay. Now, for all you listeners out there that are Nighthawks, y'all can go to WLW 700 on your AM dial at midnight Eastern time, and you can listen to Steve Sommers. It's a trucking program where truckers call in from all over the country, and they got a lot of chit-chat. So you're hearing firsthand what truckers are thinking on that program.
How do you spell Steve's last name? Do you know?
No, I don't. It's Steve Sommers or Summers, one of the two.
Okay.
And he's on WLW 700 AM.
Okay, and that's the big red one out of Cincinnati, right?
You got it.
Okay.
Okay, now, for all you bull haulers down there in Texas, wash out your bull rackers, bud. Let's start putting these illegals into these sports stadiums and start loading them onto trucks and taking them back to the border.
That would be a good exercise for FEMA, seeing how they seemed a little inept with the displaced people down in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a redneck attitude, but I'm a redneck's redneck, John. I can't help the way I think. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, hey, thanks. I appreciate your call. By the way, keep your rubber side down, as they say. All right, appreciate your call. Yeah, now there is a thought. I think I will contact Steve Sommers, WLW. I'm about to relay some information here to you. And Nancy, hang on a second. Please join us in the Truckers Truckout Boycott. Stop the Bush-Kennedy plan to give truckers jobs to Mexican drivers and trucking companies. All 48 continental United States legislature Capitol buildings. Let me slow down here. Trying to jam this in before the break here. All 48 state legislature Capitol buildings circled and shut down, including Washington, D.C. Circle the wagons, blockade against anarchy. The national capital you circled, in other words, they're going to circle the Capitol. Washington, D.C., bumper to bumper, three trucks wide on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April. And I'll tell you something, that's a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I know a lot of you guys out there work for trucking companies, and I've been told, you know, if I take part in this boycott, I'll get fired. Well, if this boycott is successful, they're not going to be able to hire any other truckers to haul their goods over the roads of America. And if we get rid of the illegals, guess what they're going to have to do? That's right. They're going to have to maintain your job and strengthen it. I'll give you some more information about this along with a website right after this break. Stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The National Truckers Truck Out Boycott. This is to protest President Bush and our elected officials' plans, both state and federal, to allow tens of thousands of Mexican truckers into America and on their highways in the next 45 days. Now, the Mexican truckers will be allowed to cross our border without any restrictions, regulating compliance to our United States trucking rules, laws, regulations. No educational requirements to speak fluent English, no weight or load restrictions, as their loads will not be under the same security or scrutiny that our trucker loads have to comply with, which opens the door to more drugs, weapons, human smuggling, some with no liability or collision insurance in place, some truckers with no driver's licenses, and many with criminal and DUI driving records. Now, no background checks, bald tires, and uninspected, unsafe trucks and trailers that are not regulated to adhere to our strict safety regulations. Now, this is a complete breakdown of the current United States federal and state trucking laws and regulations that govern our Teamster truckers, independent trucking organizations, and mom-and-pop trucking families. Not only will American truckers lose their jobs, but American truckers and motorists become collateral damage and accidents guaranteed to occur, killing our citizens, destroying property, closing highways, and tying up traffic in the process. Now, this will work to destroy the truckers' livelihoods and futures. For many, this is all that they have ever done. We need you to get on your CB radios and start broadcasting to every trucker and citizen in the nation that we need your support at this rally. Let your voices be heard. Let's stop the North American Union and NAFTA's degeneration of our nation, our sovereignty, our Constitution, our rights, and our freedoms. And if you want to send these fine folks an email, you can at freedom. This always happens. Freedom at SaveAmericaFund.org. That, again, is freedom at SaveAmericaFund.org. Now, the website that I want you all to go to is SaveAmericaFund, just as it sounds, SaveAmericaFund.org. And, folks, this couldn't be more timely. Because as we've reported on this program before, May 1st, there is going to be a demonstration on the streets all across America that's going to make the demonstrations by the illegals last year look like a warm-up party. So this couldn't come at a better time. And I do believe if people come out and they support this, that we, in fact, may not see their rallies on the streets in the American cities across this country. It's getting serious, and unfortunately, in this country anymore, things have to damn near reach an explosive point before politicians start paying attention. So this ties right in, and I'm glad that these people are doing this, because it's just not Mexican truckers coming over here with, you know, unsafe loads or bald tires or whatever. No, this is about the North American Union. This is about NAFTA. This is about the globalist plans here for America. There's about 150,000 independent truckers in this country today, still, which is, with fuel prices, cost of doing business, which is still amazing to me. But my hope is that the Teamsters Union will join in on this and not fire their employees that take part in this demonstration, because it is for the overall good of all of us. During the break, I called WLW, and thank you, my trucker friend up there. I called WLW 700 AM during the break, and I'm going to be talking with Steve Summers before he goes on air tonight, and I am going to hook these people up. Because he's right. I used to have a CB in my truck, my little pickup truck, and I had a little 300-watt kicker on it, and I could talk to truckers, and, well, at least they could hear me in a couple of states. But be that as it may, I used to talk to these truckers all the time. I used to do a lot of driving to Patriot events all over the country, and I used to listen to WLW at night. It covers about 35, 38 states. So I'm going to contact the Steve Summers. I'm going to hook these people up so they can get on his program, so they can talk directly to the truckers across America. This has got to happen, ladies and gentlemen. This has got to happen. My God, we need victories, and we need them fast. And we need all you fence sitters out there that have been sitting along the sidelines very quietly waiting for the parade to start. Well, get up off the curb, get up off your dead butts, because the party's about to begin. Let's go back to the phones here. Nancy in Missouri. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, John. How are you today?
A little fired up, but go ahead anyhow.
Anyway, I definitely applaud your station. It's absolutely wonderful. I listen day and night when I'm not flying around the world. And referring back to the people coming, you know, these illegal criminals coming through Mexico, another way they're coming is I fly internationally out of JFK in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I fly a lot to Haiti. I fly to the Dominican Republic. And many times, you know, a large family will come on board with babies, with children. The babies and the children have U.S. passports. The adults do not.
Right.
The babies and the children, if the children are old enough, they speak English. None of the adults speak English.
Are you a flight attendant on a major U.S. airline?
I am, largest in the world.
Okay.
I also fly to Paris and et cetera, but I do fly to Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And another thing they do is they bring their very sick and elderly people to the United States to get on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, we have as many as 36 wheelchairs coming onto an A300, elderly people in wheelchairs. and they're bringing them to the United States to get on welfare, and so that the rest of us can pay for all this. And when you're in the JFK airport, you would not even know you're in America, practically.
It is amazing, and I don't fly as much as I used to, but I'll be honest with you, Nancy, any time that I would board any flight, any U.S. flight, and I don't care if it was an one-hour flight or I was flying out to California or whatever, it didn't matter. I always took the opportunity, if I could, I'd talk to either the pilot or the co-pilot, which is tougher to do nowadays because right. everybody's scared of terrorists.
Right.
But I would always talk to the flight attendants. And much to the chagrin of the passengers, because when I'd start talking to the flight attendants, they wouldn't be out there, you know, throwing the peanuts and the coffee and stuff around. And I remember one flight that I was on. That there was an accident that happened. A tray came off the wall, off its little restraints, and whacked one of the flight attendants over the head. So they were short one flight attendant, and it was a long flight. And these guys, the remaining crew, was under some pressure here, and you know how they push the cart down the aisle, and
it weighs close to 500 pounds.
Yeah, it's not very light. That's true. And I remember one particular flight attendant, she was rather edgy, and she dropped a bag of peanuts, and I went down to pick them up, and we had both met on the floor at the same time, and I looked over at her, and I said something to her. I said, is there something I did to, you know, peeve you, to make you angry? Because I'd had a little run-in with her earlier.
Mm.
And she didn't say anything. She stood bolt upright, ignored what I just said, and she kept pushing that cart around. Well, I waited about 45 minutes, an hour, and I caught up with her. And there was the other flight attendant in the back of the plane, and I start not talking to her. I start talking to the other flight attendant, and we were talking about issues of public education and all these different things. And about 45 minutes after that, we had covered so many topics. And this is what I said. I don't know if you caught me in the first hour. But I said a lot of people are feeling pressure, and they don't know where it's coming from.
Absolutely.
I looked over my shoulder.
Yes.
And this woman was in tears. The one that was angry. The one that she didn't know why she was angry. And the first thing out of her mouth was, but what are we to do?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just standing there bawling.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
And I talked to her for a while. I gave her the card. You know, I told her how to get in touch with people or listen to different programming. I said, get involved. Understand where your frustrations are coming from. At least be able to identify them. And then whatever you can do after that, please do it.
Yes. Yes, we must get involved. It was 3% of the population of Russia that created the entire Bolshevik Revolution. And so we can take our nation back. I've been learning, studying, reading about this since I was a child of 10. This is what my family talked about around the dinner table. And my father personally gave out 3,000 copies of John Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason.
Now, let me ask you a question, Nancy. I don't want to pigeonhole you here just in case there's a predator that likes to get rid of people on airlines or businesses that
really?
Obviously you're a good American and you... I want to keep you flying in those friendly skies, whatever airline you work for.
Right.
Do you have the opportunity? Do you have the time to talk to your fellow workers on the airlines?
Oh yes.
And what has been your response? Mostly favorable or not?
Most of them, frankly, couldn't care. I really talk with pilots more than I talk with flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
And I do pass things out to pilots. In fact, I printed about, I don't know, probably 50 or 60 of the packets of information regarding the, you know, the North American Union. And I put them in operations in Miami, in New York, in Chicago, two different operations in New York. And, you know, some have been favorable. Some just couldn't care.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
I understand. Well, Nancy, I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing. And take an example here from Nancy. She's just one person, but look at all the places she goes and look at the information she's spreading. She has no fear, and she still has her job. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We'll field more of your calls on this Good Friday, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-313-9443.
We'll be right back. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, folks, we are back. Again, that website is SaveAmericaFund.org. There, the launch date on this website was today. Go to it, click on. If you have email trees, send this out. I'm going to do my best to hook the appropriate parties up to other parties to get this word out. And I'll tell you what, folks, the national news media are going to be forced to cover this. They are going to be forced to cover it. And this couldn't happen at a better time. It's about a week before the scheduled May 1st national organized demonstration by all the illegals in this country. And there'll be, and I'm sure there'll be sympathizers along with them, as there were the last time. Somebody had sent me an email with some MPEGs attached to it showing a high school in California where they were flying the American flag. I'll get it up here in a second. I got to go into my emails to get it. But a high school out in California, and obviously with the principal's approval, where they hoisted the Mexican flag first, had the American flag flying under it and hanging upside down. Now, an upside-down American flag is a sign of distress. And I'm sure that they know that. I'll dig that email up here during the next break. But let's go back to the phones here. Robert in Georgia. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Oh, Nancy, if you ever want good conversation in a North Georgia waterfall, please call me. We need more ladies like that.
I'm telling you.
I want to know if you're aware of what Ron Paul said about 2 or 3 weeks ago in an Austin, Texas radio interview.
No, I missed it.
I'm paraphrasing here, but it was something to the effect that this country cannot sustain the economic impact of the influx of illegals, whether they're Hispanic or not, for no more than another 5 years. And if and when that balloon breaks, kind of like the little analogy you used, either American people are going to rise up against the government and make the government cut the illegals off, and the government's going to do so and cause the illegals to rise up against the government and cause civil unrest in this country. Do you hear anything like that?
I did not hear that interview, but I don't doubt that Mr. Paul said that. And I'll tell you what, even if he does not get elected president, which I'm going to tell you what, anybody that hears this guy in these upcoming debates can deny what this guy is saying, then they're no longer American. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's only one politician, and I hasten to call Ron Paul a politician in Washington, D.C. But if there's one guy up there in Congress that has not been compromised, that doesn't owe allegiance to, has not been blackmailed or whatever, that is Ron Paul. And even if he does not get elected president, there's going to be an educational campaign that's going to go on that's going to blow a lot of these phony politicians right out of the water.
Exactly. I would also like to touch on one other issue. You had just said something about the May Day celebration or whatever.
Yes.
Me and one brave friend in Atlanta, Georgia, went to Buford, Georgia last year for their little 20,000 get-together, make us legal, C-Suedo, whatever the heck they said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can. And I held up a sign that says, if you're legal, you're wrong. That's all I said. That's all I had, a poster board, semi-professionally done sign that said, if you're legal, you're wrong. That's it. And my buddy and I walked right through the Norcross, DeKalb County, Georgia State Patrol, who, by the way, the Sunday before, the Monday they protested, absolutely lied and denied and said it wasn't happening because I called everywhere and anywhere in the state of Georgia to get the date, time, and place, and was absolutely lied to by the law enforcement authorities in this state of Georgia. And let alone not speaking English, they couldn't read it. Well, we got there at 10 o'clock, and about 11 o'clock, some of the English-speaking invaders were there. And they read the signs, and they were telling all their pizos and whatever language, hey, look, man, they're not for us. Matter of fact, one of the Doraville-mounted motorcycle police just looked at my sign and shook his head because I wasn't doing anything illegal. I wasn't inciting a riot. I wasn't saying anything.
You were exercising your First Amendment rights.
As a 7-year veteran, you're absolutely right. Anyway, once they figured out what was going on, I could feel the love. My buddy and I, we could feel the love of these people who are just trying to make a better life for themselves. Well, by about 11:30, 12 o'clock, just before they were to step off and do their little show of force, which was nothing more than a indirect show of, you know, threat of violence as far as I'm concerned in this country, and the government knows it, my buddy and I were surrounded by SWAT members. We were told, you either leave now or you know, American-born citizen, you, buddy, you 4-year active duty Army, we're going to arrest you for inciting a riot, for holding up a sign that says, if you're illegal, go home. My buddy held up a flag. It was a standard flag on a 10-foot mast, and I had a sign, and under police escort in Doraville, Georgia, two United States citizens of the state of Georgia, United States of America, under armed police, were escorted to our vehicle and told to leave. While they enabled and did not interfere, you know, Governor Perdue, thank you very much, did not interfere with these illegal invaders demanding to make legal what is without any uncertainty illegal.
Welcome to America with a K.
You got it.
Let me ask you a question, Robert. Did you ever think that you would see a day in America like you're seeing today?
Only in that movie with Kris Kristofferson, yeah. In fiction only.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. I beseech the American people, and I know people who listen to your show understand this. And like Nancy, I talk to people and their eyes glaze over and they don't really care. We, the American people...
Robert, hang on a second. I'm jammed up against the break. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Robert, hang on a second here. I've got to make this little commercial plug here for the network. I had a guy that from Wisconsin, my trucker buddy up there, and said he wouldn't do it without his aeronizers. Well, we have the SS1s and the SS3s. Now, these are closeout models. They come with four-year warranties. And we have just a few of these left. I think we have, I think we only have less than a dozen of each of these left. We ran through the allotted shipment here rather quickly. The SS1s, these are the ones that plug right into the wall, leave another plug there available for household appliances, whatever. It comes with a control knob so you can control the amount of Aaron, and that is the patented thing that the Aaronizer does. It puts out activated oxygen, ladies and gentlemen. It cleans your air in your home and on the surfaces, kills bacteria, molds, all kinds of bad stuff. You people that are suffering from allergies, it is spring. Why do you suffer? Sleep better at night. It puts out negative charge, and the reason why these particles float around in the air, all these pollens and everything else, is because they have a positive charge on them. This puts out a negative charge, zaps them out of the air, so you're not breathing them. The SS1 that normally sold for $250, the sale price on these, closeout price is $210, And when they're gone, they're gone. The SS1 comes with a four-year warranty, as well as the SS3. And why do I not have the SS3 price on here? That's been drastically reduced also. So at any rate, give us a call here, because these aren't going to last long, at 800-724-2719. My wife is here at the network. She'll be happy to take your call, take your order. Don't miss out on this one, folks, because, you know, everybody's trying to watch their pennies. Well, now's the time to jump on this, because once these are gone, the SS1s and the SS3s, they will be gone for good. Full four-year warranty on these, so take advantage of it. Robert in Georgia, my friend, more people have to get involved, and I appreciate what you have done. And it's a shame, being a seven-year veteran. What branch of service were you in?
I was 4 years active duty Army in the 3rd Ranger Battalion, Fort Benning, Georgia. I did 3 years reserve unit, Lursu, up in Pennsylvania. I now live in Georgia working in construction, so believe me, I know the impact as far as the wage and the quality of the structures that are coming up around out of the ground up here. It's the only people that are getting over are the builders and the banks, and that's what I want to address. The people need to get away from being lazy and greedy, the American people, because they're partially to blame for this. You know, guys who want to, that fellow who was talking to you earlier about being at the job site in Texas or something,
mm-hmm.
It's true. The wages are reduced. I've seen my pay scale stagnate while my experience in residential wiring has increased, but no appreciable gain in pay. I'm basically going backwards since 1994 financially, but I have callus on my hand. I have callus on my feet because I get up and I work every day. I'm not lazy. Don't want anything for nothing. But like that warning Ron Paul said, financially, this country's going to get broken if the laziness and the greed of the people, they don't wake up and come around.
It's all part of the balkanization of the multiculturalism that they have been using to smash countries and turn people against each other.
Exactly. You know, I've got a little slogan for that I want to put on a T-shirt. Diversity is the perversity of multiculturalism.
Robert, thank you for your courage, and thank you for your call today.
And one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm the fellow that talked to you and your partner way, way back when. I was picking you up on FM radio amateur band. Whoever's been doing that, I ask you all to keep on doing it. I was the guy that talked to you about how everyone was pointing fingers in the Patriot community about how black helicopters weren't real.
Yeah.
And I told you about Task Force 160 and SOAR. I've been listening to you ever since.
All righty, sir. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Okay. God bless you. Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
How are we doing today, Brother Stantmiller?
We're doing okay.
Well, I tell you, this call fits like a custom-made shoe.
What's on your mind?
We had a visitor today come here to visit my wife, and her husband's a trucker. And we have a trucking outfit here where I'm at, and it's the only one we have, but it's a pretty good size one. And she was complaining about how her husband's checks from driving truck have all of a sudden, you know, as well, all this cost going out and he's not making as much. And I said, how ironic. I said, you ever heard of RBN? No, what's that? So I pulled up on the computer. She came back in the computer room and I showed her that trucker's truck out. She suggested to me that I give that place a call, which I did while she was here. When I called there, they said, who do you want to talk to? I said, well, give me the guy that's in your dispatch. You know, who else would know what the truckers are doing? You know, so I thought that was pretty cool. So I talked to this guy and he was familiar with your program, but didn't have a computer, and I said, well, then you don't have an email. Is there somebody there that you can give me an email to? So he gave me this email, so I emailed this thing to this guy, so hopefully he'll get it on this trucker's truck out. And he had said something about their truckers there or something, but he wasn't aware of it. So
he was familiar with the programming.
Yes.
All right. Well, and that's what needs to take place 10,000-fold across this country, because you know, and I'd heard this complaint, Mark, before, that, I work for Consolidated Freight, or I work for, what's the guys out there with the orange trucks who used to, they would never go over the double nickel. Schneider truckers. You know, these guys have told me, you know, well, gosh, we don't know if we can take place, we might get fired. Not if the union backs this thing. And I'm already working on some sources here in Washington, D.C. that have been talking to the heads of various Teamsters union halls across the country. So I'm going to be a real busy boy here in the next couple of weeks. But I'll tell you what, if I was a trucker, and I don't give a damn if I was working for Schneider or Consolidated or whoever, I would be out there. I would be out there. I'd be parking my rig and walking away from it.
Well, I tell you what, I had called before, gave the idea about the Yahoo Messenger list. Everybody had an email.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got your program out here. I think it was several months ago, and I explained it one time on one of your talk shows. But I went through the email here, I don't know, a couple days ago, and gave out this trucker's truck out also. And, you know, it's very important. I mean, you know, it doesn't take money. It just takes time.
That's what it takes. And for, you know, today, I'll tell you what. I'm praying for courage of people to do the right thing. And I don't care if... I don't care what their philosophies are. I don't care what their religiosity is. I don't care what their spirituality is. I don't care. Pray that you find courage to do the right thing, because the time to do the right thing, we're way past the time to do the right thing, but we need to do the right thing and do it in force, and we need to do it now. So people, find your courage out there. Find your courage.
Well, you know, Brother Stentmiller, I've got plenty of time, unfortunately, here now. I'm not going to go into that because I'm not a poor me baby. But the point is, I've got time. I'm going to make it profitable. And profitable, I'm saying, in regards to the fact of getting involved.
It is high time, isn't it? Is it not?
Well, I'll tell you what. Those that don't like it could come here and bite me. But I'll tell you what. I've talked to a lot of people. I've turned them on to your program, which I think is one of the awesomest programs going on the air right now for PCers. But I'll tell you what. They know my mindset, and I told them. They come here and want to play, it's going to get rough.
Well,
I'm not in the mood.
But before that happens, what we need to do is garner our forces, stand up, do the right thing, stand by God and this country,
absolutely,
and this Constitution,
yep,
and set it to right. Once we start to garner more forces, we're not going to have to go to that route, that we're going to have to defend ourselves or have to be afraid anymore. I'm tired of being afraid.
Well, I'll tell you what, that doesn't enter into it for me. There's too many sheep out there, and these bleeding hearts liberals. You know, all these poor people. Too bad.
Well,
get a job.
But the funny thing about this is that even the liberals, I mean, the Roseanne Barrs of the world, believe it or not, the Rosie O'Donnells, even what they've been steeped in, and even what their makeup is about, even they're starting to climb out of their paradigm.
Yep.
And that is important, because we're all Americans. We've been led down this rosy path that conservative versus liberalism. You know, 20 years ago, you never heard the term liberal, or 25 years ago. We were all Americans. We thought we were conducting ourselves under the Constitution. We thought our government was doing the very same thing. And as it turns out, we were all wrong. So it's time now to drop these little pigeonhole things and stand up as Americans.
There you go.
All right.
You know, I appreciate your time, brother. And, you know, we do keep you guys in prayer off and on. I've got some blessings laying up. I believe in tithing, and you should tithe where you're fed. And I know RBN definitely feeds me.
All right. Well, thank you.
We appreciate it, Brother Stanmiller.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call very much. Yeah. You know, during the break, the last break, I was thinking about this, that there is so much more that we can be doing if this network got more support from the listeners. And I'm not going to go off on a pledge drive here, because if you've noticed, I've not done a pledge drive for this network. What we encourage you to do is support our advertisers. We do offer products through the network, you know, water filtration, air purifiers, books, videos, you know, standard stuff. You know, I heard one guy call into Greg Szymanski's show today talking about the new video that's out, Riddles in Stone. I had David Bay on the other day, and he says, well, yeah, you can go to Google and you can see a good portion of it. And I'm thinking, well, the reason why he heard this is he's listening to the network, and we sell this thing. So I appreciate if people don't have money. You know, I appreciate if there's something free that they can get. You know, I'm not objecting to that. But what I'm saying here is, if this network gets more support, we're throwing every bit of energy, every penny. Just call and ask my wife. She'll be able to tell you. Every penny, every minute of every day goes right into this network to expand it, to be a useful tool against the fight of globalism, these people that have taken over this country, that have the high disregard and disdain for the Constitution. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now. Support those that know, that you know they're in support of the good things, the righteous things in this country. I'm not a perfect guy, but I've created one hell of a network, and that is Republic Broadcasting Network, and it needs to grow. Mike in Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is, by the way, God bless you there. This is the Mike that met you and Mark down there outside of Pittsburgh there at the Meadowlands back in 95.
Okay.
yes, sir. Yeah, and God bless you too, Rudy, or Woody.
Yes.
And by the way, though, I also used to be a resident down below the Mason-Dixon line there. And I seen a real peculiar thing happen, speaking of this globalism and the nationalism. Internationalism, I'm sorry. When I got to Arizona in 1985, the exchange rate for the peso was 22 pesos to $1. When we left there in the early 90s, it was 3,200 pesos to the dollar, sir. So they devalued their money intentionally for them to come up here in masses. They wouldn't even take a dollar, John. A peso of their money. They only wanted to deal in U.S. dollars when I left there.
That's an interesting point. I'd never heard that before, never considered it.
The globalists and the internationalists crushed their money system, sir, for them to pour over here. And that little tin-horn dictator that's used by these globalists and internationalists as their puppet, I heard a blip of him a week or so ago stating that they're going to use cutting-edge technology on the biometric card to solve this problem now. See, it's a big trap, John.
It is.
It is a big trap. They create these problems. They pour their money to pieces so they would pour up here, and now they have our answers. But what we need to do is refuse this phony ID system, and just like this homeland insecurity, for goodness sakes. They claimed the other day that all they're going to do with the problem is shut the county down, just like they did in Katrina, while everybody eats themselves alive.
I hear you, and what you just described is the classic Hegelian dialectic. You know, they create the problem, then they demonstrate how bad it is, and then they come up with their solution. And you're right. National ID card, well, we got to issue these because, you know, this is going to be part of immigration reform. We've got to find out who's good and who's not.
Exactly. You people have a big problem now with these illegals. We're here to help you.
That's right.
Okay, that's all we have to say. We shall prevail, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Mike.
Bye, John.
All right. We shall prevail. The enemy is on the run. We're on the march. Peter in Canada. Hello, Peter.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Well, given that today's Good Friday, I had an idea for a potential future show. I was listening to an interview last night on a radio station up here. This scientist who was involved with a bunch of other experts in their field basically proved the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking maybe I could give you the website. Maybe you might want to contact the producer and have him on the show.
Go ahead.
GrizzlyAdams.tv.
GrizzlyAdams.tv?
Yeah, T as in Ted, V as in Victor.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all I basically had.
All right, I'll check it out. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate your call. Chris in New Mexico. Hello, Chris.
Hello, John. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, when you were talking about that May Day stuff, I had a flash of inspiration. You know how these New World Order types like to pull their psychological operations on us? Well, if we had a bunch of signs made up in Mexican that said things like, you too will be a slave, or the American economy is about to crash, or maybe our government is worse than yours, or you'll wish you'd stayed in Mexico. You know, that might work as a little psyop on them, huh?
It just may. I've got Manny. Are you a pure Mexican descent? Okay, all right. Do you speak Spanish? A little bit. Okay, all right. I've got a guy here. You're mostly Mexican, right?
Who, me?
No. I was talking to my producer. No, not you. Not you.
Not
Chris.
Me.
Not you. That's a good thought. You know, I'm at a disadvantage because I don't speak Spanish. And
well,
nor,
neither do I. I wish I did.
Well, I, at times I wish I did because I'd like to hear sometimes what's being said, but I'm not bilingual, and quite frankly, this old brain, I don't think this old dog can learn a new trick of a new language. I don't know. I don't necessarily have the time to do it, but I wish that I did, but I don't. But I'm not going to make it high on my priority list to learn Spanish. But that's a great idea. Because if you notice the last demonstration that was held, there was a lot of signs that were made up for pro-immigration and all these other things that were done specifically for the TV cameras, and they centered on them, specifically for American press and the TV cameras to shoot. And boy, did they ever.
Well, you know, it seems to me that if we could get RBN's message out to, you know, the very same message that is targeted to us, you know, let these people know, hey, this is no bed of roses anymore, folks, you know, and you might want to just go back to your own country and work on your own government instead of coming up here and screwing up ours.
Well, and that, you know, I have a friend, I mentioned it before, Abner Dethridge, who used to work for the Department of Agriculture, and he used to go on some pretty interesting missions. The Agriculture Department, the personnel, when they went into foreign countries, they weren't necessarily screened that heavily. I mean, they'd go over there with a program or a project, you know, government funds, you know, whatever. But this guy, he got Marcos out of the Philippines and got him into Mexico. They then turned around and tried to bribe him. They wanted to move $200 million of Marcos into American banks, and they offered him a percentage, and I think it was $24 or $25 million to pull that little thing off, and he said, I refuse. So this guy has had very interesting contacts. So, but he one of the things he came up with, and he banged on politicians' doors in Washington, D.C., senators and congressmen alike. If they had a minute, he could walk right into their office, plop down, and talk to them. Years ago, he tried to do an oil for peace program. And he told him, he said, look, we'll buy all the Mexican crude that the Mexican government can pump out of the ground. We'll buy it, but here's the proviso, that the Mexican government has to roll a good majority or percentage of those profits back into the infrastructure of their own country to build roads and bridges, to build sewer treatment plants and water treatment plants, to make it more modern, to serve the people down in Mexico. Nothing ever happened. This guy worked at it for years and years and years and years and was flatly rejected. Some of the congressmen and senators thought it was a great idea because a lot of them saw what was coming but were too afraid to do anything and really push against this tide that we're find ourselves pushing against right now. And he was flat out rejected. But you're right. Do you think these people, for one moment, would leave a land? I wouldn't want to go to Mexico. I wouldn't want to go anyplace else on this planet. All the opportunities are still here. I would not want to go into a foreign land to make a peso or a ruble or a shekel or whatever. I want to stay right in my own country as well as these people. If they had the opportunity to do so, do you think that we'd have 30 to 40 million of them in this country right now? I mean, think about it. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I noticed we blew past the break there, so I'll jump off the line and let somebody else get in. But I'll tell you what, if anybody speaks Spanish out there, make up some flyers or some signs. Just give these people a clue. They need it.
Thank you for your call, Chris.
God bless you, John. Take care.
Thank you. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I was at my weekly 9/11 Truth Group meeting Wednesday night, www.dc911truth.org, where we plan strategy sessions to spread the word. And I'm kind of like, I think you brought this topic up a while back, you know, is a few weeks ago. Like, 9/11 can't be the total focal point. You know, I started out as a 9/11 truther, and now I describe myself as a warrior against the New World Order. And there are other issues, there are other things that we have to be concerned with, and for me, 9/11 truth just alone just doesn't cut it anymore. And at our session meeting the other night, I brought up the fact about the trucker strike, which I support wholeheartedly, and I wish them the very best, and I tried to spread the word about that. And I mentioned, you know, how the illegal alien invasion. Oh, by the way, I'm out of our group of about 15 people or so, I'm the only conservative in the group.
Really?
Which is okay. But then I start talking to the illegal aliens. This one woman you know, around 60 or so, across the table from me, started shaking her finger at me, giving me some lecture how you should call them undocumented workers and all this stuff, you know. And then I said, do you realize how many diseases they spread, how many people they murder? I don't want to hear any sob stories about illegal aliens.
Right.
And then she really got mad, you know.
Well, and what they're showing is their programming. These are none of their own. These are none of their own thoughts. Their their opinions have been formed. Their synapses have been shaped by these people, and it's readily apparent.
The brainwashed. They don't even realize it. Can I just play the devil's advocate here for just a second?
Sure.
Okay, and like I'm a chess player. I haven't played in a long time, but you know I try to look at the options, look at the you know the avenues or the pitfalls. And I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate. Don't get me wrong. I support the truckers wholeheartedly. But let's just say that we have this big trucker strike and we surround all 48 capitals, including D.C., which I'm going to try to get off from work. I might take my vacation. I might call in sick 1 or 2 days to go out there and support them. But let's just say that they pull this off. They have a great big strike and things stop moving for 3 or 4 days. Well, let's say Bush, of course, he's too dumb to figure this out. But let's just say that, you know, you've got all the news media covering all the people, you know, going to the empty grocery shelves, trying to get milk for their baby, and the corporate media, you know, portrays the truckers as being greedy Americans who, you know, don't care, you know, about their fellow Americans. And then Bush allows Mexican truckers to come to the rescue and bring, you know, transport the goods across the country. You know, I mean, do you think that is a possible scenario?
It's a possible scenario, but I believe that the message will resonate and it'll click with the majority of the American people that are out there in slumberland.
I just hope that the American people aren't so clueless that if that ploy is attempted, that they'll be able to see through it. You know,
if you're a chess player, you know one thing: that the pawn is the first to fall.
That's true.
And you can't kill the king; you can only capture him.
And we've had too much sacrifice already.
We have, but it's time for the American people to get behind something. And you struck a chord that I've been kind of alluding to over the past couple of months. And that is that 9/11 is an important issue. You know, now more and more people are starting to come out.
Sure.
You know, the Rosie O'Donnells and the Charlie Sheens. And I think there's many more people of notoriety that would be willing to come forth, and that's great, because what you experienced talking about your group down there, that you were the only conservative in a liberal group. But
there's one closet conservative,
closet conservative.
Yeah.
But it's drawing them out, and it's at least getting them moving in a direction.
Sure.
That is a crime has been committed against the American people and the government. I don't want to get down the rabbit hole did they let it take place or did they do it themselves? It doesn't matter. The plain fact is that it did. But I think more importantly, it's just not the 9/11 issue of what planes flew into what, whether they're radio controlled, you know, the Pentagon, whatever. I'm looking at the aftermath of this thing and what they've used that as an excuse to damage the American people and try to rob us of our civil liberties and our freedoms.
Well, it's like I said, there's... When I started out on 9/11...
Did I say civil? Slap me. Our constitutional liberties.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, when I first started the 9/11 Truth Movement, when I became an activist, there's three things I'm trying to prevent. Either a civil war, a violent revolution, or this becoming a third world police state. It's a long shot. It's a long shot, I admit.
I think we may be closer to recapturing this nation than they're letting us believe.
I hope so.
So do I, but we got to work to that end. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm going to be contacting WLW tonight. I'm going to try to get this information over to them, get it out to all the truckers throughout 38 states. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good Friday. Pray God. If you have not had the courage yet, pray God that he gives it to you. And then act as you should. All right. We will see you Monday. God bless all of you. We'll see you then.
It's true.